You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
It is 3 p.m. on February 14th, 2025. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome to Episode 7 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025. Part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition after the following messages.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back. First up today is John Lewis, One More Time. With My Only One.
Can I pour you a drink and a beaver? Lust that drives you.
That was my only one from John Lewis, One More Time. Next up is Tinmouth's Hit It. The tune is Don't Ever Let Me Go.
Don't ever let me go. Don't ever let me go. Don't ever let me go. Don't ever let me go. You're running around other guys with other guys. I hear the stories. I wish they were lies. I wish they were lies. Oh, don't ever let me go. Because I want you to know I want a new love. There's not a true love. But don't ever let me go. Don't ever let me go, cause I want the world to know I still love you so. But don't ever let me go. Don't ever let me go. You say to me I'm the only one. The only one. Well, all the time you're having your fun. You're having your fun. Oh, don't ever let me go. Because I want you to know I want a new love. There's not a true love. But don't ever go. Don't ever let me go, cause I want the world to know I still love you so. But don't ever let me go. Don't ever let me go. Oh, don't ever let me go. Because I want you to know I want a new love. There's not a true love. You know I want to make you my own, make you my own. I promise you, honey, you won't be alone, you won't be alone. Hey, don't ever let me go, because I want you to know I want a new love. There's not a true love, but don't ever let me go. Don't ever let me go, cause I want the world to know I still love you so, but don't ever let me go.
Now, I'd like to comment on the SF Athletics at this time. Three events were on tap for February 8th. Both Red Leaves track and field teams competed in the Nevada Wolf Classic at Biggest Little City Indoor Track in Reno, Nevada, which started at 10 a.m., where distances were generally in meters, with times in minutes and seconds, at an elevation of 4,450 feet, or 1,356 meters. I will mention the top 10 results for SFU. In the women's 800, Elizabeth Vanderput bolted in at 2:16.72 for third, and Stephanie Miller charged in at 2:22.42 for 10th. That is 2:23.42. In the men's 800, Colton Plummer clocked in at 1:53.35 for 5th, right ahead of teammate Jose Castro at 1:53.69 for 6th. In the women's 200, Murray Alola-Claire dashed in at 23.73 for 3rd, and Emma Conan ran in at 23.83 for 6th. In the men's 200, Jacob Hall timed in at 21.51 for 7th. In the men's 3000, Sebastian Brinkman charged in at 8:40.33 for 3rd in the Nevada Wolf Classic at Biggest Little City Indoor Track in Reno, Nevada, at an elevation of 4,450 feet or 1,356 meters. Both Red Leafs basketball teams were in action later on February 8th, first with SFU Women's as they visited Central Washington at Nicholson Arena in Ellensburg, Washington, starting at 4 p.m., and the Red Leafs were edged by the Wildcats 79-72. SFU was led by Merlin Shelby with 25 points, the highest in the game, followed by Sophia Wysoski with 21, but no one else scored in double digits among seven Red Leafs scorers. On the other hand, Central Washington was led by Sonny Huerta with 23 points, followed by Capri Symes with 21 and Asher Kai with 18 among seven Wildcats scorers. SFU men's basketball capped off February 8th as they hosted Montana State Billings at West Gym in the Burnaby main campus starting at 7 p.m. and the Red Leaves were shaded by the Yellow Jackets, 69-64. Montana State Billings was led by Cale Robinson with 24 points, the highest in the game, followed by Brendan Johnson with 19 and Jalen Todd with 12 among six Yellow Jackets scorers. On the other hand, Tariq Brown led SFU with 19 points, followed by Irish Kokuya with 13, Luke Howard with 11 among eight Red Leaf scorers. On February 10th, SFU men's golf team started at 8 a.m. in the San Marcos Fujikura Invitational at Shadow Ridge Country Club in Vista, California. Later on, Red Leaf Emma Conan earned the GNAC Women's Track Athlete of the Week for her career performances in the Nevada Wolf. Later on February 10th, Red Leaf Emma Conan earned the GNAC Women's Track Athlete of the Week for her career performances in the Nevada Wolfpack last weekend. Nevada Wolfpack Classic, that is. On February 11th, SFU Men's Golf completed the San Marcos Fujikura Invitational at Shadow Ridge Country Club in Vista, California. The Red Leafs men finished third among 13 teams after firing 9 over par, 873 strokes in 3 rounds, only behind St. Mary's, Texas with 11 under par, 853 strokes, and Cal State San Marcos with 5 over par, 869 strokes. Danny Im led the Red Leafs after 3 under par, 213 strokes per second, only behind Kongpop KQ of St. Mary's, Texas, with 5 under par, 211 strokes. After Danny Im, Dansby Carswell was the second SFU golfer in top 10 as he fired 2 over par, 218 strokes for 10th, followed by Brandon O'Brien with 4 over 220 strokes, good for a 3-way tie for 14th. Later on, the Red Leaf swimming teams started at 5 p.m. Pacific in the RMAC Championships at El Palmar Natatorium in Grand Junction, Colorado, where distances were in yards with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 8 results for SFU. In the women's 800 medley relay, the quartet of Tori McClenchick, Abby Williams, Delbury Vedder, and Elisa Whitmore bolted in at 720.42 for second, only behind Colorado Mesa. In the men's 800 medley relay, the quartet of Peter Morch, Marcus Mack, Luka Tomic, and Owen Nicholson charged in at 638.43 for second, only behind Colorado Mesa. On February 12th, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference named 25 men's basketball players to all their academic team, where 3 Red Leafs qualified. Senior Jonavir Rai achieved a 3.34 GPA in kinesiology. Sophomore Tate Christensen attained a 3.30 GPA in business administration. And junior Sasha Bukovic earned a 3.28 GPA in computing science. 3 events were on tap for February 12th. The Red Leaf swimming teams resumed at 9 a.m. in the RMAC Championships at El Palmar Natatorium in Grand Junction, Colorado, where distances were in yards with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 8 results for SFU. The cutoff for preliminaries, the cutoff in preliminaries for 8 A finals. In the men's 200 individual medley, Marcus Mack dashed in at 149.18 for a second, only behind Ellie Rowland of Oklahoma Christian at 148.9, while Dylan Cormandy checked in at 152.3 for 6. In the women's 50 preliminaries, Abby Williams clocked in at 23.55 for 4th, and Alyssa Whitmore timed in at 23.77 for 7th. In the men's 50 freestyle preliminaries, Robert Van Lubin squeaked in at 20.84 for 8th. Later on, the Red Leafs men's wrestling teams competed in 2 duels at Russell H. Volk Gymnasium in Golden, Colorado, where the weight classes were in pounds. SFU's first duel against Chedron Street started at 3:30 Pacific, where the Red Leafs fell to the Eagles 42-6. As SFU only won 2 duels, Magnus McCracken over Brandon Paredes via a 5-4 decision in 157, and Patrick Leder over Tayton Gillette via a 4-2 decision in 165. The Red Leafs' second and last duel was against the host Colorado School of Mines Ore Diggers, which started at 5 p.m. Pacific, where SFU fell to Colorado School of Mines 29-15, as 4 Red Leafs were victorious. Magnus McCracken over Marcus Carroll via a 9-7 decision in 157, Patrick letter over Tristan David via a fall at 127 and 165. Owen Gustmundsson over Ethan Kramer via an 8-5 decision in 184. And Sam Pereira over DeAndre Tucker via a 10-3 decision in 285. SSFU went 0-2 at Russell H. Volk Gymnasium in Golden, Colorado, hosted by Colorado School of Mines. Back to the RMAC Swimming Championships, where the evening events, most of which were finals, also started at 5 p.m. Pacific. At El Pomar Natatorium in Grand Junction, Colorado, where distances were in yards with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 8 results for the Red Leaps, the cutoff for preliminaries for A finals. In the women's 1000, Tori McClunchick bolted in at 10.05 for first, Del Rey Vedder charging at 10.13.9 for fourth, and Kara Kennedy clocked in at 10.18.85 for fifth. And Abby Williams timed in at 10.25.19 for 8th. In the men's 1000, Owen Nicholson clocked in at 9.34.15 for 6th. Marcus Mack won the men's 200 individual medley at 146.58, followed by Dylan Cormandy at 153.831 for 8th. In the women's 50 freestyle, Abby Williams charged in at 23.314 for 3rd. And Elisa Whitmore clocked in at 23.6 for 6. In the women's 200 medley relay, the quartet of Melissa Edelman, Robin Reed, Keisha Bicotti, and Abby Andrews came in at 145.49 for 3rd. In the men's 200 medley relay, the quartet of Dylan Cormandy, Jordan Raum, Peter Morch, and Robert Van Lubin got in at 130.89 for 4th. Three events were on tap for February 13th. Both SFU swimming teams resumed at 9 a.m. Pacific in the RMAC Swimming Championships at El Pomar Natatorium in Grand Junction, Colorado, where distances were in yards with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 8 results for SFU, the cutoff for preliminaries for A finals. In the women's 100 butterfly preliminaries, Abby Williams charged in at 56.24, only behind Kiar Borchardt of Colorado Mesa at 55.98, Elisa Whitmore clocked in at 56.69 for 4th, and Melissa Edelman timed in at 57.2 for 6th. In the men's 100 butterfly preliminaries, Peter Morch clocked in at 49.81 for 6th. In the men's 400 individual medley preliminaries, Marcus Mack bolted in at 402.62 for 3rd, and Owen Nicholson charged in at 404.01 for 6th. In the women's 200 freestyle preliminaries, Tori McClunchick dashed in at 150.88 for 4th, and Delray Vedder squeaked in at 152.41 for 8th, tying McKenna Lambert of Western. In the men's 200 freestyle preliminaries, Peter Morch bolted in at 139.94 for 3rd, and Luka Tomic charged in at 140.42 for 4th. The funny thing with the RMAC Swimming Championships scoring website that is linked to the SFU Athletics website is Luka Tomic was changed to anonymous. I don't know why. Delray Vedder won the women's 200 freestyle swim-off as she dashed in at 152.03, defeating McKenna Lambert at 153.36. Alex Petru co-won the men's 50 freestyle trial at 21.3 with Nathan Powell of UT Permian Basin. Final events in Day 3 of the 2025 RMAC Swimming Championships started at 4:30 Pacific at El Pomar Natatorium in Colorado Springs, Colorado, hosted by Colorado Mesa. In the men's, I think this is Grand Junction, Colorado. Let me look. I believe it is Grand Junction, Colorado, but I could definitely be wrong. Just bear with me here. It is Grand Junction, Colorado. Just a minute, please. Where was I at? Now the day 3 of the RMAC Swimming Championships final events. 4:30 Pacific on February 12th. Most of the evening events for finals. In the men's 100 butterfly, Peter Morsch clocked in at 49.48 for 7th. Marcus Mack won the men's 400 individual medley at 3:54, while Torrey McClunchak won the women's 200 freestyle at 148.81. In the men's 200 freestyle, Peter Morsch stats in at 138.84 for 2nd, only behind Kuba Kiszczak of Colorado Mesa at 137.64, and Luka Tomic timed in at 140.12 for 5th. In the women's 400 medley relay, the quartet of Keisha Bicotti, Del Rivera, Melissa Edelman, and Lisa Whitmore got in at 349.88. In the men's 400 medley relay, the quartet of Lucas Buck, Alex Petru, Bryce Baker, and Dylan Cormandy rolled in at 322.69 for 4th. Both Red Leafs basketball teams were in action starting at 7 p.m. on February 13th. SFU women's bested Alaska Fairbanks 88-81. Just a minute. Sorry. Let me look. I might have got this wrong. Yeah, it is Alaska Fairbanks. Okay, just... So, SFU women's bested Alaska Fairbanks 88-81 at West Gym in the Burnaby main campus on February 13th. The Nanooks were led by Density Reimers with 24 points, followed by Miranda Lomax with 19 and Amelia Brady with 10 among 8 Alaska Fairbanks scorers. The Red Leafs were led by Sophia Bisowski with 30 points, the highest in the game, McKenna Gardner with 20, Amon Dulai with 13, and Rylan Cork with 10 among 7 SFU scorers. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs men shaded the St. Martin Saints 67-60 at Marcus Pavilion in Lacey, Washington. SFU were led by Tate Christensen with 20 points, the highest in the game, followed by Irish Kokuya with 15 and Zach Stone with 10 among 7 Red Leafs scorers. St. Martin's were led by Jaden Nielsen Skinner with 14 points, followed by Omer Eggy Pexari with 12 among 8 Saints scorers. 4 events are on tap today. Just a minute, please. Just waiting for the SFU Athletics website to load up. I don't know. Okay, women's track and field are at Husky Indoor Classic in Seattle, Washington. No stats are available on the SFU website. So I'm just going to take a look right now. Live results. Just bear with me here. There is also a chance that the men's track and SFU men's track and field team is also involved. Again, SFU women's track and field team was scheduled for the 2025 Husky Classic. Not really sure if they're involved today. Sorry for a lot of silence. I'm just finding the scores as they come in on the Husky Classic official website. Nothing so far for SFU. Now to the RMAC Swimming Championships Day 4. Preliminaries have been completed in the women's free preliminaries. Tori Klinchek clocked in at 459.27 for 2nd in the women's 500 freestyle. All distances were in yards. Followed by Del Rivera, 502.18 for 4th. Now, just a minute, please. Men's 51st Freestyle Anonymous, I believe this is Luka Tomic, is 434.53 in the men's 500 freestyle, followed by Owen Nicholson at 436.38 for fifth. In the women's back preliminaries, Keisha Bicotti was the only top 8 finisher at 56.79 for 7th. In the men's 100 preliminaries, back preliminaries, none. The women's 100 breast preliminaries, Robin Reed was the only Red Leafs finisher in top 8, 5th, 147.72. The men's 100 breast preliminaries, Marcus Mack, 2nd, 55.38. Followed by Thomas Pekica, 56.29 for 4th. Jordan Raum, 56.47 for 5th. And Dylan Cormandy, 57.06 for 7th. And that's men's 100 breaststroke. In the women's 200 fly preliminaries, Maggie Armstrong finished 6th at 210.85 for 8th. In the men's 200 preliminaries, no SFU. Nobody came in for SFU. Now I'm just looking at free time trials in the men's, in the RMAC swimming championships. Just bear with me here. I'm just clicking at different events to see if there are any SFU scores. Quite a lot of time trials today in the RMX Swimming and Diving Championships at Colorado Mesa. I believe this is Grand Junction, Colorado. Okay. So there are two more events for the SFU Athletics today, both of which involve softball. Just a minute, please. So there might only be three events that SFU Athletics are involved today, but some Red Leafs may participate in the 2025 Husky Classic at a later time. Now to softball, who are in the Stanislaus State Tournament of Champions in Turlock, California. They're scheduled to face California State San Bernardino at 4 p.m., followed by Sonoma State, also of California, at 9 p.m.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current men's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Central Washington are first at 10-3 conference, 16-7 overall. Seattle Pacific second, 10-4 in conference, 14-11 overall. Northwest Nazarene third, 9-4 conference, 16-5 overall. St. Martin's fourth, 8-5 conference, 19-7 overall. Western Washington fifth, 8-6 conference, 16-8 overall. Montana State Billings 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8-6 conference, 17-10 overall. Alaska Fairbanks seventh, 5-8 conference, 9-13 overall. Alaska Anchorage eighth, 4-9 conference, 11-15 overall. Simon Fraser ninth, 4-10 conference, 8-16 overall, and Western Washington last, 1-12 conference, 4-19 overall.